our key to happiness, our key to life, our key to everything, and unlocks all the mysteries of the Bible. I have taught on 5 sermons before. I'm going to give you just a quick summary of each, very quick, just to see the common thread of how I teach and how I'm going to teach today. But my first sermon in this church was about the foolish and wise virgins. And the foolish virgins went to the marketplace to buy oil. The wise ones stayed there. And the foolish virgins were left behind. And I show that when you read Revelations, when Jesus talks to the 7 churches, specifically the last one, he's telling you, repent and buy from me. You cannot buy your way into heaven. You can only get it from Jesus. You can't go to the marketplace. The marketplace is the law. And the wise virgins, they had the gospel, the unconditional love. So if you're under the law, you're under conditional love, which means you're under selfishness. The law was always designed to protect each other from selfish people, which we all are. My next sermon was on the whore, and that the whore is religion. The devil took the law and turned it into a performance-based system to earn your way into heaven. That if you're a selfish person, you can control your own destiny. If I fulfill the law in my own power, then I can earn my way into heaven. And it is a system of works, and all religion is based on works, that you have to earn your way into heaven. There's only one that's based on a free gift, the unconditional love of God, that I love you no matter what. If you accept my forgiveness, then you are in heaven. And so the bride sleeps with you for love. The whore sleeps with you for money. Money is the law system. My next sermon after that was perfect love is unconditional love. That perfect love, you've read that the beginning of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but perfect love casts out all fear. So again, if you are selfish, then you're going to be in fear because you're afraid that you're not going to measure up. You're not going to perform enough, and you never will perform enough. You never will measure up under the law. But under the unconditional love of God, forgiveness, then it's instant and you're in. So perfect love is what God's given you. There are no hierarchies. It's not like there's some kind of love for this and a different love for that. It's perfect. And God loves you unconditionally. And that same love that is in the Holy Spirit, the same love that was in Jesus Christ, is now in you. You have that same perfect love. And so it's important for you to understand that. My next sermon was on repentance, that under the law, your repentance was asking for forgiveness, saying, I'm sorry. But under the gospel, repentance is changing your mind, turning to God. And so you need to change how you think about yourself, who you are in Christ. You are now an unconditional lover of God. You're an unconditional lover of others. You're an unconditional lover of yourself. That God has put that spirit in you. That's not a spirit you were born with. And so repentance now is believing that's who you are. And then my last sermon, which my daughters really liked a lot, is taking authority of the power of the Word of God in your life. And that when you take authority, you have authority over spirits, angels and demons. And the Bible's very clear about this. When you look at how do you execute that authority, it all comes down to, is the unconditional love of God in you? And that unconditional love is almost like a switch. If I am selfish, the switch is off. If I am selfless, the switch is on. And so if you want to talk to God, if you want to command demons to stand down, bind them, if you want to release angels to go before you and bless you, then you need to be operating in the unconditional love of God. If you're operating in the conditional love of the law, then that communication is cut off and the demons aren't going to listen to you because it's all selfish, it's all about you. And that's not what the kingdom of God's about. So those are the five sermons I talked about before. You will see that it's always about selfish is conditional love. That's what the law is for. Selfless is unconditional love, and that's the gospel, and that's free. And that's how we are supposed to operate, and that's who we are, and we need to start believing that's who we are. So now that we understand we have this power inside of us, and what do we do with this power? How do we use it? I mean, that's a big question for the church. How do you use this power that's inside of you? And some of you guys are going to be really blessed today. So before I get into what I believe the Holy Spirit's telling me, I'm going to read the parable of the talents. It's always a fun one. It's always one that gives people some anxiety. So Matthew 25, "For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them to his property, and he gave one 5 talents, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability." The key word, according to his ability. So their talents are based on their ability. Sounds like these are skills. I've often thought of as a person with 1 talent's very focused. It's kind of what you want your doctor and your lawyer and your engineer to be. You want them to be focused. You don't want them to be with 5 talents. Then they're ADD. They're distracted because they can do a lot of things. That's just me kind of thinking out loud, not necessarily the word of the God. But I do think the word ability is important. So, and he who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the talents, bringing 5 talents more, saying, "Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more." Master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter the joy with your master." And the one that had 2 talents said, "Master, you've delivered me 2 talents. I've made 2 more. And the master said, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little. I will set you over much. Enter the joy of the Lord." And then the one who had received 1 talent came forward, saying, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering you where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground." So this is a really key word. And a lot of churches kind of preach the law that you've got to perform, you know, in this. But this really isn't what it's saying, that God's given you skills. He's given you skills. And if you're operating in the unconditional love of God, then what do you do with those skills? Do you use them to bless other people or do you use them for yourself? Are you selfish or selfless with these skills? And that's a very important thing. And I look at the guy that was afraid, and clearly he's under the law. If you're afraid to use your skills, you know, because when you're under the law, you're always afraid, am I going to get in? You know, did I do enough? And that was a fear that I had for many years. But under the gospel, I have no fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. So as we read on, it said, "You wicked and slothful, lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered. Then you ought to have invested my money with bankers, that at my coming," which is soon, "I should have received what was my own interest. So take the talent from him and give it to those who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have abundance. But for the one who has not will be taken away from it and cast into the outer darkness. This worthless servant will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." That sounds like a bad place. So what are your talents? You know, God's given every man and woman talents. Are they skills? We read early that your ability, you've given ability. So these are your talents. I don't believe they're money. I believe these are talents. You know, money is a medium to exchange services. I perform or create something for someone else. If they don't want what I perform or create, then they use money as that medium, and they use that money to get something else they want that's a service or a product. So money is really a medium. It's not your goal. It's not the end. It's just a means to perform services back and forth between each other. So we've all been given abilities to perform services for each other. But if you have these abilities, you have these skills, and you don't know how to use them, what do you do? You're kind of stuck. I mean, it's tough. So what does God tell us to do? He says to ask for wisdom. So if any, James 1, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. So there's no conditions on this. There's no, well, you need to be good. You need to behave. You need to fulfill the law. You need to measure up. No, if anybody's lacking wisdom, he will give to all unconditionally without any reproach. Doesn't mean what, matter what you've done in your past, he's going to give it to you. So wisdom, how many times is wisdom mentioned in the Bible? Anybody know? 365 times. And in some Bibles, it's 366. Those are probably leap year Bibles. But it's a little bit of dad humor there. But so we know it's important. We know it's important. So what's the definition of wisdom if you look online? Google says that the definition of wisdom is the ability to think and act using knowledge through understanding. So it's not just knowledge, it's knowledge and understanding. So let's say what the Bible says. So Proverbs 2:6, the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. So the Lord gives this. And he, how does he give it? He gives it through the Holy Spirit. And what is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is a spirit of unconditional love. So you guys, I hope you see where I'm going with this, that your understanding is through unconditional love. Now, if your understanding is selfish, then it's all self-love. You know, knowledge through self-love is very limited. Knowledge through selfless love is far-reaching. That's a big key, and we're going to repeat that several times. The Latin word for wisdom is Sophia. I've always loved that name. And it means the love of knowledge. So I believe that love of knowledge really means the unconditional love of knowledge in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of man, then it's the conditional love of knowledge. Knowledge that's good for me to apply for my benefit versus knowledge that's good to apply for the benefit of others. So you start to see a very key difference in God's love and man's love, and God's definition of wisdom and man's definition of wisdom. So the key here again is understanding. The kingdom of God, the words love and understanding are synonymous. God's given you the Holy Spirit. He's given you a Holy Spirit of unconditional love. And that if you apply the Word of God, the unconditional love, if you apply all knowledge that He has given to this earth through unconditional love, then it makes perfect sense. If you apply knowledge through conditional love, then it's temporary. It doesn't make sense. It benefits only a few and not others. It ends up being, you know, a problem. And we're going to read that. So I kind of like to take, you know, Proverbs 3:5. And, well, here's another one. It says, Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. So God's very clear. It's not your understanding. What she's saying is it's not selfish understanding. It's not understanding. It's about you. You're not the center here. Understanding, if it's unconditional, if that's what we're going to apply the word or define understanding as, is unconditional love, then you could read Proverbs 3:5 that says, do not lean on your own love. Do not lean on conditional love. And, you know, we're born with conditional love. It's called survival. You know, you do what's best for you to survive. And every man's been given that love, and you don't receive the unconditional love until you receive Jesus Christ. Then he gives you the Holy Spirit, and that Spirit's now in you to will and do of his desires. And his desires are to love you unconditionally, love others unconditionally, love God unconditionally. And that's all the same love, because it's perfect. There's no degrees of it. It's perfect. It's the best it can be, and it's better than anything else in the world. And I hope you guys understand that. So let's read a little bit further what the Bible says about understanding. So James chapter 3, 13 through 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. So this is in the love of wisdom, being a servant of wisdom. You know, but if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes from above. So you guys start to see a pattern here. There's wisdom of the world, which is all about yourself, and there's wisdom of God, which is about others. One's conditional love, the other's unconditional love. So this is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, it's unspiritual, it is demonic. So people talked about in the testimonies earlier about demons. I mean, when you are selfish, you open the door for demons to talk to you and to lie to you and say, hey, is this fruit good for you? It'll make you wise. It'll make you smart. Make you better than other people. Make you have more than other people. You know, that is what happens when you're selfish. So for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. So when you're selfish and you take knowledge and you apply it selfishly, bad things happen. The Bible's very clear on that. But the wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial, and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So you start to really see the difference of the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. So Psalm 119, verse 34, says, give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. So that's, again, the Old Testament. So let's reread it in the New Testament. If we take understanding and apply it through the word of unconditional love, and it says, Lord, give me unconditional love, which he has through the Holy Spirit, I shall keep your law. And indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. So you guys see the difference between the law and the gospel, between conditional love and unconditional love, and how this starts to apply to wisdom. And it's very important that we understand how this applies to wisdom. So so as I read a little bit further, it's important that we understand how do we apply knowledge and what is knowledge for. But first I want to talk about miracles. I've said this in other sermons, but you know, miracles are always temporary. You know, everybody's praying for a miracle, you know, but look at every miracle God ever did. You know, parted the Red Sea. Could you use parting of the Red Sea for the rest of your life? You know, it was to get you out of trouble right then. And God is doing miracles all the time. In fact, he's also giving blessings all the time. But miracles are for people that are in trouble, that don't have knowledge, that are reaching out to him. Blessings are for people that take knowledge and apply it. So God's in the blessing business, and that's what he prefers, because blessings are generational. Blessings bless others, and when they bless others, they bless you. And that's how the kingdom of God's designed to work. If you are always lacking of knowledge, then you're always going to be not knowing what to do. So you think about these parable of the talents. What are the talents? I kind of like to think they're blessings. But do you use those blessings and hide them, or do you use these blessings in other people? Do you invest in other people? God said you need to invest. You have to invest your talents in other people. You know, the principle of economics where you're investing your money, you're always investing it in a service or a product. A product is the creation of service. And a service is something you perform, you do for someone else. But the money's always invested in products and services. It's not invested in money for money's sake. Exception of interest and usury. But that's a whole different topic that God doesn't like. But so your investment needs to be in other people. which again is your love of the skills that you've been given, the abilities that God's given you. He gave you talents, he gave you abilities. You know, are you going to apply those abilities in unconditional love, and are you going to invest them in other people? So when I operate that way, I will enter into the joy with the master. I will enter in the joy of the master. If I'm afraid, then I'm afraid to invest my money. I'm afraid to invest in other people. I'm afraid to love other people. You know, I'm operating under the law. So this is extremely important that we understand this. Again, blessings are long-lasting. So wisdom is the application of knowledge through love to steward others. That's the purpose of it, is to steward others. You think about the body of Christ. Some are an ear, some are a foot, some are a hand, some are a mouth. Husbands usually aren't ears. Again, dad humor. But we can't operate independently. We have to operate together. We can't, the foot can't just exist by itself, nor can the mouth, nor can the eyes. You have to operate together as a body of Christ, and that means we have to love each other. We have to apply our skills. We're all given different skills, so it all works in one big ecosystem called humanity, just like the environment works together. You know, the wisdom of God is designed to all work together. It's never been designed to work independently of each other. And so that's important for you guys to understand. So let's read Philippians chapter 1, 9, 10. And my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and be pure and blameless in the day of Jesus Christ. So clearly God wants knowledge to be used with love, that your love may abound more and more. So this knowledge is paramount, because if you have skills, and everyone does, you know, whether it's the skill is to be focused as an individual, one skill, or it's multi-skill to be, you know, an entrepreneur or do many things like a rancher or a farmer, you know, you need to apply these skills through love. And God's, you know, I think Paul says he prays that your love abounds more and more with knowledge, because your skill without knowledge is worthless. You can't do your skill if you don't know what to do with it. It's so important. I can tell you that for a big part of my Christian life, I was always praying for a miracle in business, and I was always wanting favor. And God was giving me favor. I just didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know what to do with it. He gave me skills. I mean, I'm a really good salesman. I can sell. I can come up with good ideas. But without knowledge, I really didn't know what to do with it. And he gave me opportunities, but I didn't have the knowledge. I didn't have the knowledge to apply it. And it's really, it's taken me, gosh, I'm 63, and it's taken me this long, and I've been a Christian for almost, not quite 40 years, but it's taken me this long to figure out that knowledge can be a good thing if you understand how to use it, and that understanding comes from the unconditional love of God towards others. Now, so knowledge is extremely important, and I heard some of you guys testify about where the days are and the signs of the time and, you know, what's going to happen with the eclipse and what is that, you know, signal that's going to happen coming up in the near future. We have to have wisdom in these days. And that wisdom is not something that's, you know, you get the unconditional love of God, but if you spend time reading the Word, you'll get the truth, you know, from God applied through His unconditional love and the Holy Spirit. But there's also wisdom that God's given to the whole earth over centuries. And if you read that wisdom and you learn that knowledge, you can discern quickly, is the knowledge written or created for selfish ambition, or was the knowledge written and created for the good of mankind? You'll quickly know, is it good knowledge, bad knowledge, and knowledge and how to apply it. So it's extremely important. So let's give an example of some people in the Bible. King Solomon in Kings said, you know, ask God to give his servant a discerning heart to govern his people and distinguish right and wrong. You know, he didn't ask for wisdom. He asked for a discerning heart. He asked for a discerning heart to govern the people properly. And God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for a long life, for wealth, for yourself, nor asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment and discerning justice, no selfish request, I will do what you ask, and I will do more, and I will give you more than it. I'll give you wealth and honor. So when you apply your knowledge in love, what do? You bless others. When you apply it to others, and what's going to happen? Those people are going to get blessed. They share the blessing with you. They honor you when you do that. Now, that's not the reason you do it, but that is God's principles. That is God's, his word. And so if your love is selfish, then you apply your knowledge for evil. You know, we know that there's going to be an Antichrist who's going to gain the whole world, but he's going to do it for selfish ambition, to control us. If your skills and the knowledge you acquire is used for selfish ambition, then you're just a tyrant. You're a tyrant, and it's temporary. It will not last, and we already know that. God's told us it won't last. But if your love is for others, then the knowledge that you receive from God and the knowledge you go out and get on your own, that will be long-lasting. So the point is, Christians should seek knowledge to bless others. Knowledge is designed to perform a service. A service for yourself won't get you very far. So these are the things that, you know, and here's a really good verse that I really like, Ecclesiastes 8:1. It says, who is like the wise? Who knows the explanation of things? A person's wisdom brightens their face and changes its hard appearance. You see someone with a scowl on their face? You see them unhappy? So, you know, wisdom through unconditional love will brighten your face. You know, I read an article in a magazine on a plane several years ago, and they did a little study that said people that like to do charitable deeds are like 7 times more happy than people who aren't, and that there's this dopamine that's released, and it's released 7 times more than in a rush, but it's over a much longer period of time, and you just maintain a level of happiness. So you're designed this way. People that sinned, that lied, cheated, stole, they got a dopamine rush too, and it was a huge spike and back down. And man, they became addicted, you know, to things. And so it's very clear that when you're applying your knowledge for the benefit of others through unconditional love, it brings joy to you. The parable of the talents is, you enter the joy of the master. I mean, you can really, when you start reading the Bible on selflessness, unconditional love of God through the Holy Spirit in me, the word takes on a different meaning, a much more powerful meaning. And that's kind of what I really want to impart to you guys. So service without knowledge is worthless. It's temporary. In fact, I think it's hard to perform a service without knowledge. Your knowledge needs to be shared. And so my prayer for you guys is that the desire to learn knowledge becomes much stronger, but it's rooted and grounded in love. That you want to learn because you want to be a blessing. Not to bless yourself, but to be a blessing to others. You know, when I spoke last time that releasing your power by taking authority over spirits, you can bind the enemy and you can call angels to go before you to give you favor. If you don't know what to do with it, what are you going to do? Oh, I just got this blessing. You know, a classic example is somebody wins the lottery. If they don't know what to do with it, what do? They spend it all. I mean, I think most studies have shown that 90% or maybe higher of people that win the lottery lose it all within a few years. I mean, people don't want reparations. They get that money, they spend it. People that want a free handout, you know, they don't know what to do. Without knowledge, you're going to perish. So wisdom is the application of knowledge through unconditional love. Proverbs 16 says, how much better to get wisdom than gold? So to get insight rather than silver. So that's extremely important you guys understand this. Again, miracles are only temporary. 1 Corinthians, and I'm almost done. We have received, what we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand. So again, the Spirit from God, so we can understand. And that Spirit is a spirit of unconditional love. What God has freely given us, it's free. We don't have to earn it. We don't need to go to the marketplace to get it. We stay right where we are and say, Jesus, give me wisdom. Jesus, give me forgiveness. I've got it. Okay, now I have oil in my lamp right now. Just believe it. Believe you have oil in your lamp. For if you've accepted Jesus Christ, then that you have it inside you right now. This is what we speak, not words taught to us by human wisdom, which is selfish, but words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them. So we have a lot of smart leaders, but if they don't have the Spirit of the unconditional love in them, they don't know how to apply it. So you've got smart leaders that are trying to make decisions for you, and you couldn't get a more classic example of what happened with the pharmaceutical industry during COVID. I mean, you know, you think about all the knowledge that the pharmaceutical industry has, but are they applying that knowledge through the unconditional love of God to want to help people or for selfish ambition and selfish gain? And you can see it in all business. You know, when society loses their foundation in God and does not have the unconditional love of Holy Spirit in them, then all of that knowledge is wasted. All of that knowledge is temporary, and it is destined for ruin. And I'm telling you guys things that you know. So wisdom is applying knowledge through unconditional love towards others, and that is stewardship. Your desire to learn more must be to help others. Knowledge is to help others. Use your talent to bless others. Increase your talents through knowledge. Ask God for wisdom. Ask Him, because He'll give it to you without reproach. God wants to bless you, but He does not want you to take the blessing and bury it. He wants to bless you, but He doesn't want you to take the blessing and bury it. Now, everybody thinks that blessing is, oh, I'm going to get a bunch of money, I'm going to get rich. No, that blessing is He's given you a skill already. He's already given you a blessing. Now, understanding through the Holy Spirit that that skill is to be applied through unconditional love, and a lot of those skills need knowledge. When you're born, are you born with knowledge? No, your mom and dad teach you knowledge. You go to school and you learn knowledge. You learn how to read. You learn arithmetic. You learn the basics. Society teaches, and at some point your free will starts to take over, and that free will, if it's not rooted and grounded in love, it's going to be selfish and it's not going to be selfless. So it's important that you believe who you are, but you also want to desire knowledge, so you know what to do, you know how to help people. There'll be a day coming soon where electricity may go out. Money may not be available. It may be all digital and only available to one party or another, or available to people in the right club. Money is never what we needed. We needed service. You know, and I can't do everything. I can do one or two things good. So if I can apply the one or two things I can good towards other people, and they can apply one or two things that they do good towards me, we all do it towards each other, then it's going to work. And that's the kingdom of heaven. And that's what we're called to do, and to do soon. So we need knowledge to use our skills for each other. You know, when you read Acts, they came together and they took all their money, brought it, all of it. You know, They weren't under the law tithing 10% to earn their way into heaven. They're like, no, I'm giving everything I've got to each other. Because money doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't cure you. It's service and that does stuff for you. It's actions by others from their skills, their talents, their abilities. So you think about, did God use dumb people in the Bible or did he use smart people? Did he use people that had knowledge? Daniel 1, verse 4, said, and the people that showed intelligence in every branch of wisdom and endowed with understanding and discerning knowledge, who had the ability to serve, is who God used. The most important person in our life, John chapter 7, verse 15, and the Jews were astonished with Jesus, saying, how has this man become so learned, so knowledgeable without education? Jesus spent time learning knowledge. He spent time learning knowledge, and he applied that through unconditional love, and that is wisdom. So let's pray for wisdom. Please bow your head. Father in heaven, I pray that each one of you believes that you are an unconditional lover of God, that you have the same power in the Holy Spirit that Christ Jesus has, and that you have been given talents to bless others, and that you desire knowledge to execute your talents for the blessings and the benefits of others. For there's a day coming when the enemy will be against us. So Lord, I freely grant wisdom to this church as you have freely granted wisdom unto us. And you said, anyone who asks that you shall give it, you will give it without reproach. So Lord, I pray each one of us desires knowledge, desires to apply that knowledge in the unconditional love of God, and chooses to believe that that's who they are in Christ Jesus. And we thank you in advance for this gift. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Any questions?